Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. They said a phone. Okay, so we'll do the phone lines for tonight as well. Anybody want to say something? Okay, this is the time. So we definitely do the phone lines tonight because we was having issues, but now it's working. Anonymous, you live on air.
Baby, when I tell you I am ready and I cannot wait for this drama, but we knew that this was going to happen because both Jason Lee and Amal Wiggins they was doing it to spite Tasha K and to spite the haters that they think they had. But let me tell you something. I do believe and I foresee that Jason have something on Amal. I really do, because, you know, Jason Lee is from Bego. You know, Bego, they fierce. They shady. They dox. I want to know, what do Amon have on Jason Lee? You read, he said he has stuff too, right?
Yeah, so we definitely going to see, and let's be clear, Amon definitely came on and hosted Gagging twice. I think he hosted Gagging twice.
And that was the high rated show because of Amal Wiggins.
Absolutely.
I don't watch Gagging, but I tuned in because Amal was on there. No shade.
Absolutely. And every time that Armand did an appearance on there, it was very entertaining, especially when Jason had Armand on there. Everybody was like waiting on Armand. It was like Jason is kind of dry and Armand is like lively. And let's be clear, Armand is a show within himself. So we definitely going to see about that. I do believe, and I said it last night, I do believe that Armand's confidence showed the true insecurities inside of Jason Lee, because Armand's confidence, he's very confident. And that threatened Jason Lee, and you see the insecurities. And so now Jason is trying to play like Nikki. I wasn't talking about you. I didn't at you. No, Jason Lee, we know who he was talking about.
Well, I did say that Jason Lee was going to say that. He did say that because I seen him on his live when he said, you know. But I do want to say this. Let's play devil advocate for a second. If I invite you somewhere and I says no photos should be taken, and then he end up taking a photo, we don't know if Kanye West said anything to Jason Lee about the situation. We don't know. So I am so anxious, and I cannot wait for them to go live, both of them. And I want to know what's going on. I'm here for it. Y'all get y'all clicks and views. While you said you're going to stream it, I will definitely be here tuning in.
Absolutely. We definitely will be listening. Thank you so very much for calling in, Icon. So we're definitely with that. Thank you. All righty. So we have a lot of topics that we talked about. So now let's go to the 8544. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Wiley.
Hi.
So I want to talk about Jason Lee and Kanye. Jason Lee has so much mouth. Have we heard yet? Has he ever gone back and sued Karen Civil for what she did to his website? Do you know?
Absolutely, he did not.
Wiley, that's what you need to tweet him. Because remember, he had all that mouth saying, oh, Karen, I'm going to come for you. You got my website taken down. You took money out of my pocket. All Jason does is talk, and there's nothing behind it. So I'm behind Armand, and while I think you did such a good job on tonight's show, I appreciate you being fair and being on Armand's side and also what you were saying about Kanye. So the other thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you've seen Wiley because maybe your show started, but Kanye just did like a 20-minute interview with Chris Cuomo.
Uh-huh.
So you have to check that out when you get a chance. And Chris Cuomo, I believe it started right before your show started because I came in late. Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo is the only platform since this whole rant has started with Kanye that's actually debated with Kanye and corrected him on his misinformation. I know a lot of us black people –
Because he's a real journalist. The reason why, because he's a real journalist. He's done his homework. Drink Champs is not a journalistic. They don't have a journalistic standard. They're all about kikiing, rumors, you know, comedy. But Chris Cuomo is actually a journalist. So we definitely going to dive into the interview. But go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's a 20-minute, and Kanye ends up hanging up on him, and then you'll see Chris Cuomo does. It's on News Nation. And
okay.
The funny thing is I noticed that whenever Kanye gets on a platform that is white, you will notice that his cadence, his voice changes. Kanye wants white approval. He's similar to Jason Lee, which is why they don't get along anymore. He wants white approval. He doesn't care about us because he knows he could talk about us, say whatever he wants to say about slavery and George Floyd, and he could come back the next week and say, Kanye, his mom and the mental and the this and the that. But you will see now in the next coming weeks, mark my words and months, he is now going to placate to white people, Jewish people. Well, Jewish people are white too. He's going to placate to them. He cares nothing about us. So I wish that as black people, some of the things that he said about the industry, it's not new. We all know. We've all heard this stuff for years. Look at the movie Cadillac Records, and we saw how the manager did Etha James and all that. Nothing what Kanye saying is really that surprising. So I wish black people would stop saying how deep he is. Because he's not. And it's nothing if you are a billionaire and you're just talking and ranting, but you ain't doing nothing about it for your community. So I wish that as a people, we could just pray for Kanye and put him on a timeout. I'm not saying cancel him, but put him on a timeout. Because right now, Jewish people are about to show him the power they have. See, we can't do that. We'll be doormats, and we'll just take him back and let him keep walking on us. They've taken, you know, you heard about the Chase issue. Chase has told him, hey, billionaire, move your money out of our bank. They're showing him. So I just wish that as a people, we can, like, stop hurting each other and check each other when one of us hurt one another. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. All right. The number is 646-716-8447. Okay. Anonymous, you live on air.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, doing good.
What's up? This Tree Tree from the house of Darion.
I need you to, as you're going to talk about the subject, I need you to mute your television. You got something playing
okay.
in the back.
Oh, my bad. Well, anyway, first let's talk about who's talking about? Amon is going to wipe the floor with Jason Lee. You know why? Amon got wit. Amon can come straight back like ba 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 ba. Jason Lee is all fake, phony. He's got an evil spirit like Tasha K. You can see it all in him. He didn't have $1 billion and he's still angry and bitter. And he's mad because Amon is tearing him up in every show, and they weren't going to get along because Jason Lee, like you have always said months ago, was always jealous, and an envious person. Anyway, let's get back to Kanye West. Well, at this time, at this point, it's been like 3 weeks, Kanye needs to take his medication. We all know that. And anybody who's still wearing Kanye's stuff is just crazy anyway, especially if you're black. Like the young lady said, yes, he's manic and he's bipolar, but that's some of the real things he feels. That's like when a person who got schizophrenic disorders and stuff, some of that stuff is what they've been through. They probably hyperventilated some or multiplied times 10, but that's some of the stuff they feel. And look how he looked. You know something going on. He looked like an old dirty man, unshaved, like looking like he didn't wash his face, nasty looking clothes. He looked awful. Okay, now who was the next person? Jason Lee. Oh, Nicki Minaj. Poor Nicki. Nicki, karma is a what? You know how you talked about Lil Kim 10 years ago? But it didn't even take you over 10 years to get talked about. At least Lil Kim was on top for 15 years. Karma is the best karma in the world. That's why everybody who listens to this, watch what you say about people because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. Nikki destroyed Lakim with all that stuff. And she's another evil person. Her, Jason Lee, Tasha K, they all evil in their spirit. You can have $1 or a billion, but they are bitter people. You can see it through the television screen. And Amon, he just thinks he's a stuff. I don't think he has a bitter, jealous spirit. I just think he thinks he know it all and all that. I don't see bitterness from him. I think he can be a little bit too much. But bitter is those top three on YouTube. It's number one is Jason Lee. Number two is Tasha K. And number three is Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. They all bitter people. Look, they have no friends. They be on YouTube 24/7. And they always into it with somebody. That's the T. Bye from Chicago. And Kanye can't come back to Chicago to the project, baby.
Ooh. All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. The number is 646-716-8447. Okay, we got some callers in here. That's good. 3352, calling you on the air.
Hi, let's get to this Kanye thing. I'm done with his music. What he said to George Floyd was so wrong, and he needs to get canceled. If they're going to cancel DaBaby, they need to cancel him. But for Nicki, I kind of feel bad. Even though what she did was wrong, but I do feel bad. I think she should not get karma into saying Tasha K, Z of Amon, Wiggins are evil. They're not evil. They're not. I've been on YouTube for 4 years. They're not evil.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for calling in. That was it?
Have a good night. Have a good night, man.
All right. All right. Thank you. Okay. 9467.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, so I just want to talk about the whole Kanye thing. Like, listen, you know, with Kanye, this is very on brand for him. No, I don't think he's crazy. No, I don't think he needs his medication. I think he's in his right mind. This is what he does. I'm really shocked that, like, people are just now realizing what he's been doing this entire time. Me, personally, I don't see any problem with him saying White Lives Matter because that's his prerogative. You know, the black community does not own Kanye West. He can do whatever he wants to do. If he wants to go and have biracial children and frolic in the meadows and, you know, complain about white supremacy while participating in white supremacy, I mean, that's on him. There's a lot of people in Hollywood who are confused. You know, there's a lot of people in Hollywood who, you know, play the puppet and play both sides, you know, to try to get a bag for their own benefit. So this is what we see regularly from celebrities. So it's really not abnormal. I just think it's the way Kanye West is going about it and his antics. But honestly, yeah, I haven't paid attention to Kanye, and I'm from Chicago, so I haven't paid attention to Kanye West in I don't know how long. I've been stopped listening to his music. I've been seeing the Beast before, you know, he reared his head. So at this point, I'm just like, oh, okay, there you go. You know, it's not a thing to me. It's predictable at this point. And I, you know, I just have nothing for him. As far as Nicki Minaj, girl, I'm so sick of her manipulating the public. You know, she comes out and she says, oh, my God, they put my song in the pop category. But, girl, you fail to mention that you also have other songs that are in the rap category. You're not completely out of the running as far as that. And you're worried about this flop-ass, I'm sorry, no, we can't curse, this flop single, Super Freaky Girl, that nobody cares about. You know, it's one of the worst songs that you've ever came out with, in my opinion.
Well, you might not like the record, but the record didn't flop. It was number one and still breaking records. It just broke Anaconda record. That was one of Nicki's top records. So it's definitely doing good numbers. So the song did not flop. Is still actually in the top 10 on the Billboard charts.
Okay, we can argue Payola like she does with Cardi. You know, but anyways, okay, I'll give her her flowers. It was still number one. Okay, granted. But at the same time, you know, when is she going to realize that you can't keep going back and forth with people, having arguments, you know, cussing out people at the Grammys? You're basically, she calls it a 9-to-5 job, right? So can you go to your boss at Burger King or McDonald's and cuss out your manager and expect a promotion?
No, you can't cuss out your boss, but you can, you know what I'm saying, you feel some mistreatment, you can't stand up for yourself, and you may get fired. I've been in jobs where I stood up for myself, and definitely that way, and then they'll try to label you difficult, they'll try to let you go. But I see what Nicki Minaj is trying to do. Hopefully she will answer my emails and come on the Wiley Show to talk about the discrimination, because discrimination does exist. And hopefully she comes on the Wiley Show, have a sit down. We definitely will take a flight to LA, and we would definitely love to have a sit down interview with Nicki Minaj, so she can talk about, you know, the discrimination that goes on in the Grammys, because it is discrimination.
Child, that's if she can leave the house, you know, that husband of hers. But anyways, you know, I don't know, Nicki. You know, she's just, I don't know. Girl, good luck. Me personally, I don't see it for her. She's not going to win anyway, so I don't really know why she's pressed about this song. Like I said, you cussed out everybody from here to there, and you're expecting somebody to still give you a granny. Girl, give it up. Give it up. It's too late. It's tired at this point. You keep whining and crying about nothing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. So, you know, that's all I got to say.
Thank you so very much for calling me in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, thank y'all so very much for calling in, giving y'all thoughts. And we want to say a special shout-out to the producers, to the executive producers. We will be talking with our executive producers, which we call the members and the people on Patreon, executive producers. So we definitely are going to do a live this Thursday. Members on the live also today, because we do have a Wiley book club. And so today I was able to get a copy of White Fear, of how the browning of America is making white folks lose their minds. So I went and got a copy today. And I have it on Audible book, but I wanted a hard copy. So when I meet Roland Martin, I wanted to sign my book. And so a lot of people have been going to the store requesting this book, and that's good to hear. So hopefully Barnes & Noble, you know, get more copies and stuff like that. Definitely want to read it, and definitely that way. And it was only 20-some dollars. It was only like 20 bucks. We can go out and get it. So this is the book in our book club. Make sure you go get a copy, because I got my copy. And we definitely talk about the book in our members only. So if you're not a member, make sure you join today. It's in the description box, or you can click on the join button. You can join us today where we dive into this book called White Fear, How the Browning of America is Making White Folks Lose Their Mind, written by Roland Martin. So Roland S. Martin. So hopefully you definitely tune in for that. Okay. Shout out to y'all. We will be going live tonight. Well, we will cover Armand Wiggins' official response to Jason Lee. We also will be covering, you know, what Jason Lee is saying. So hopefully both of them get into it and stuff like that. And also, too, we did see Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp, you know, debate. Stacey Abrams did a good job. So make sure y'all register vote. And early voting have already started for the midterms in some places. So make sure you check with your local listing. And make sure you go out there, register, and make sure you actually go out there and vote. Thank y'all so very much. Thumbs up the video. This is really good, you guys, and subscribe. We go live mostly every day. Make sure y'all go subscribe and stuff like that, and get to y'all subscribe, because it's definitely needed when you subscribe to The Wiley Show, because we would love for you all to subscribe. You know, really, really good. Make sure y'all subscribe to The Wiley Show. We would love that. Subscribe. Yes. It's nothing wrong with it. Subscribe. Okay? And then we also have a PayPal. You can donate to our Cash App. You can donate to our PayPal. Let me drop that down in the chat. Give me a second. There we go. Drop that down in the chat. We definitely have a PayPal, so there we go. So y'all could definitely contribute if you want to. Hey, can you dance to tomorrow too? Yeah, we can dance on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I do a little dance. I don't know if it's gonna be on beat, but we'll do a little dance on TikTok. We don't mind and stuff like that. I'm trying to learn how to put put the green screen, like the picture behind on TikTok. So I'm trying to learn how to do that. So, yeah, I'm trying to learn how to do all that. We got another caller, 4842. You live on the air. Also, Chicago number. Hello.
Yeah, the last caller, tell her to kick rocks with that because she need to go sit on the potty somewhere with that BS that she said about Nicki Minaj. And I'm being honest.
That was it?
And she, huh?
No, I was saying that was it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. And I also want to say, you know, it is discrimination. And she's talking about you'll get fired if you try to cuss out your boss. No, if you live in Chicago, baby, if you work a 9-to-5 job like how I do, you would know you got legal ways to fight the issue. She's like one of them porch monkeys, and she really needs to sit down and be quiet with that because you could go to your union if you have a union, and you can file a legal lawsuit for discrimination like you explained to her. And, you know, just because you don't like Nicki Minaj, that don't mean everybody else does not like her. And, you know, that's like that's just like with that other girl. What's her name? What's that thing's name? Cardi B. Yeah, I mean, like, nobody says a word. But, you know, I don't like how people just take a narrative and run with it because I've heard what Nicki Minaj said. And she was right. It is discrimination. But Nicki Minaj got to realize that she is the new Diana Ross. That's what it is. Diana Ross is an amazing actress, singer. You know, she never won a Grammy. And it is what it is, you know. That's it. That's all I got to say, Mr. Wiley. You go ahead and take care now.
Thank you so very much for calling in. You brought up a good point. Diana Ross never won a Grammy. Did Snoop Dogg ever won a Grammy? I don't know, but that is definitely a good point to be said. Thank y'all so very much. Make sure y'all tune into the Wiley Show and make sure y'all subscribe. We will see y'all next episode. Leave some comments. Leave some comments. We're going to do the after show on Station Head, so make sure y'all go on over there, follow us on Station Head. Just type in there, The Wiley Show, The Wiley Show, The Wiley Show on Station Head. We're going to do an after show over there. Y'all have a blessed one. Peace.